The content in this audio recording provides general information, however, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. How to get the most out of your first appointment with a family lawyer. You should know that it's completely normal to feel anxious about your first discussion or meeting, and to have some fear about the unknown. Given what you discuss can be deeply personal, it's important you feel you're in a safe space to voice your concerns, get informed, and know what you discuss will be treated with the utmost confidentiality. As a family lawyer who's helped hundreds of people through this process, I have learned that there are a few key things that you can do to prepare in advance of your meeting in order to get the most out of your initial appointment. Think about your goals. Before your appointment with us, take some time to think about your goals. A few ideas to get you started are to ask yourself the following questions. What is important to me and my children? What are my short-term or long-term goals? What are my immediate concerns? What am I most worried about for the future? These are questions I ask people either in their initial call or at the start of their first meeting. This allows us to work together to prioritize what is most important for you to share or focus on. Create a list of questions. Of course, as your lawyer, there will be certain things that we are going to cover off as part of your discussion, but it's also a good idea, as you think of different issues before your appointment, to jot down any questions that come to mind. Sometimes there might be something important you want to share or something that you have been worrying about. If this is the case, jot down your thoughts and bring the list to the meeting. Even better, you could email the list to your lawyer before the appointment. We can then go through it and make sure we've ticked everything off that is at the forefront before you leave. Compile key information early on. It's important to be prepared as you can for the meeting, particularly if you're getting advice or guidance about financial issues. Before the appointment, try to gather any relevant financial history and put together, to the best of your knowledge, information about your assets, liabilities, and superannuation that you and your partner own. Sometimes that is not possible, where you don't have access to the information. However, if you can be prepared with the information that you do have, this will not only help save you time and money, but also allows us to give you more detailed advice in the first appointment. This is because the fundamental first part of giving guidance around property settlement outcomes is to understand what is to be divided and then work through how you got there and how it might be treated. Here is a basic list of what is ideal to have for your first appointment with us. What you think your house is roughly worth and what you owe on it. If you have investment properties, think about their value and what you owe on those properties. Check your bank statements to identify the accounts that you have and how much is in them. If you have other liabilities, such as credit cards, personal loans, and other business loans, check what you owe. Check your superannuation balances if you have access to statements, or do your best to bring along a ballpark figure. Your income, and if you know it, your partner's income. What is important here is to seek advice early. Don't delay your first appointment just because you don't have every piece of the puzzle on hand. In the meeting, we can talk to you about what is the best approach to getting that information if you don't have it. Consider taking notes or bring a support person along. During your first appointment, there can be a lot of information to take in. Sometimes it's helpful to take notes along the way, or even to consider bringing a trusted friend or family member along. Somebody you would feel comfortable with and could be a second set of ears to help you retain the information that's discussed. If you choose to bring someone along, think carefully about how comfortable you are with that person and whether you know they're likely to be a good support for you. It's important you don't feel inhibited to be open with your lawyer because that person is with you. We want our clients to feel as comfortable as possible during an initial appointment, so bringing a close friend or parent is not uncommon. As family lawyers, we appreciate separation is deeply personal. The more relevant information you're able to share with us, the better positioned we are to give you the best advice. There's never any judgment from us, So if you have any concerns or worries, you are better off letting us know all the information so we can take it into account. When we are able to understand your individual goals and concerns, then we're able to make the most out of the initial appointment, rather than taking a more general approach.